Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. And today I proclaim that he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Truly, he is the true and the living God. And yes, he does have all power in his hand. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and above all that we think. I am your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We would like to bless the Lord for you once again joining this broadcast. I believe that God has a blessing with your name on it. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. God, we lift your name up high. God, we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Lord God, we pray even now, God, that you will have your way. Realizing, God, that you have a way that is mighty sweet. Lord, I ask thee, God, even now, to reach out unto the radio audience. Lord, touch every individual. Meet every need, God, that is needed today, tomorrow, the next day, and forever. God, if someone is not saved, Lord, I pray even now, God, that you save, deliver, and to make free. We realize, God, that you're able to save to the uttermost. And Father, we just thank you for what you're about to do, God, even now. We thank you, God, for the women of God that you have given, Father God, to be able, God, to lift up your name day, week after week, God, as they proclaim the living God. And for this, I will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast. And we want you to know today that you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. I would like to take this time to introduce to you our Breakthrough panelists for today. They are as following: Elder Natasha Davis, Dr. Gladys Sampson, Pastor Mary Wilson, Minister Zakia Robinson. And we thank God for the women of God today. I believe that the Lord has given them a word for you through our study. We're going to be our topic for today here on the Breakthrough Broadcast will be Trinity and Unity of God. Our key verse is, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of his Holy Spirit will be with you. Amen. And that is the KJV version. I would also like to read the NIV. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We have several different subtopics, which will be Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The next one will be, as we go into our study and as God lead God and direct us, the second one will be the implied in the Old Testament and the lies taught in the New Testament. Get ready. Why don't you get your pencil? Why don't you get your pen? Why don't you, again, if you haven't called that neighbor, call that friend, and let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air, yes, you still have time to do so at this time. We're getting ready as the Lord begins to speak here on the Breakthrough Broadcast. We're getting ready to go to our first panelist. We'd like to welcome Elder Natasha Davis to the Breakthrough Broadcast as she comes and minister in her teaching what God has given us through Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Elder Davis.
Good afternoon, Dr. McCoy, guest panelists, and to the listening audience. I'm very excited to be with you on today and to share with you and the listening audience today what the Lord has given me on our topic today, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In this season, as we think about the season that is approaching us in the holidays, this is a timely word, Dr. McCoy and listening audience, for us to understand and truly know the love of the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit. As we talk today about the Trinity and the unity of God, we must know first and foremost that God does not desire for us to be absent or separated from Him. In mankind. Mankind is to be one with God and to be unified with Him. This was the reason why He redeemed us from the curse of the law and from sin and death, that He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that if we accept Him as Lord and Savior, that we would spend eternity with Him. In the verse of Scripture today given to us in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, we find that our Savior Jesus Christ had come to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And in this, I was prayerfully studying and asking God, why was it so important that Jesus be baptized? And in my study, I found that there was no need for the perfect Son of God to be baptized, but as we mentioned before, that God desires that we all be one with Him and be unified with Him. Jesus simply came to be Emmanuel, which was God with us. And so as this loving expression, Christ Jesus wanted us to know the full and loving expression of God, that we are not aside from Him. We are not separated from Him, and even though this wasn't an ordinary baptism, there needed to be a witness of God's love and expression before people. And so Jesus with us, the Son of God, was that expression of God's love. And God spoke from the heavens saying that this is my beloved Son. And so understanding the Trinity through the love of the Father in Christ Jesus, God affirms us. The Bible says in Zechariah 4 and 6 that not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. There has to be an influence of God's unspoken, his spoken love and his influence. God wants to us to have an expression of Him through His loving Spirit. A lot of times what we determine that we must know God because of the powerful things that He has done or the might that we've been a part of, that we witnessed in the crashing down of the Jericho walls or the healing of the lepers. But simply God wants us to be a part of our lives by His loving influence, which is through the Holy Ghost. So if a person is in your life and they don't have influence in your life, then your life will be unaffected by that person. So Jesus drew His disciples by the influence of the Holy Ghost. And so today as we learn and as we think on this season, our influence as we approach the holidays and as we understand that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, that we are all under the influence of the precious Holy Ghost, and we cannot live a life independent from God by His Spirit. We have to live a life unified with Christ if we are truly going to be in relationship with God. Any person that is in a relationship with a spouse, with a son, with his daughter, with a mother and a father, these people are influential people in our lives, that people can come into your life to influence you to do things that you don't necessarily desire to do. And so the loving influence of the Holy Ghost is the expression of the love of our Father, that he brings his Spirit. The word of the Lord says that that the letter killeth, but it's the Spirit of God that brings life. So just by doctrinal teaching, we cannot just say that as a part of our Christian lives, we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But our influence of change comes through having a relationship through Jesus Christ, through the influential power of the Holy Ghost. So today, as we remember and as we seek the face of God and seek to have a relationship with God on a day-to-day basis, it's just not a religious practice where we talk to God and him not talk to us. The Trinity is that we're all unified. And so the love of God comes to us today in the scripture, and he talks to us wanting us to understand and know. Jesus said in John 16 that the Father himself loves you. And by that love, he had sent Jesus Christ to be an expression of that love, of him being Emmanuel, of him being God with us. And the Comforter is the Spirit of the Lord and God's influence that lets us know that we are not alone and that we are not set apart from God and that we are not separated from God. Anytime that we begin to feel alone or by ourselves, the loving Comforter at the presence and influential power of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, begins to deposit the love of God by way of his presence. Because when we're in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. When we're in the presence of God, we experience the pleasures of evermore. If we're in the presence of God, then there is peace that goes past all understanding. The Lord always encourages us through his word to keep our mind stayed on him. And in doing so, we can continually experience the presence and the power and the peace of God through the Holy Spirit. I want to say to the listening audience today that if you find yourself in this season feeling alone, feeling unwanted, feeling abandoned, this is a time and an opportunity to seek the word of God and come to a place of understanding, to know that the book of Romans chapter 8 tells us to let nothing separate us from the love of God. And in knowing that God is for you, he is not against you. And if we serve a God that is for us, that means his presence is always with us to bring us peace, to bring us comfort, and to bring us joy, and to give us overcoming strength in his power, to keep our minds focused and stayed on God. Dr. McCoy, this was what I received in my study and in my prayer time, to just let the listening audience know and to share with them that the blessed work of God in an expression of his darling son, Jesus Christ, that died for us, that rose again, and that he returned to heaven with all victory in his hand. But he left for us the Holy Spirit, who is to be with us and to dwell in us and to give us peace, comfort, strength, and power.
Thank you, Elder Davis, for giving us an important to us, to our radio audience, about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I thank God today that even as she was speaking, we can feel the power of God. We can feel what God is saying to us as she walked through this part of the scripture. We cannot live a life that's independent to ourselves, but we must be dependent upon God. I believe even she said, as we have individuals in our lives that we depend on, that we count on, that they are a part of our lives, that we must have even a greater attitude in order to, and commitment that we can depend upon God and know that He is God and God all by Himself. What it is that we need to keep our mind stayed upon Him, because the Word of God said we keep our mind stayed upon Him, He would keep us in perfect peace. I believe she mentioned that He is Emmanuel. Yes, He is God with us. And we must know that He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. I thank God that we can walk in His presence each and every day of our lives. If we just commit ourselves, knowing, even as the Word says, that He will not leave us and that He will never forsake us. I want to thank God for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Elder David. Then we're going to go just a little bit further, and we're going to talk about the same Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we're getting ready to go to the woman of God, Minister Zakiya Robinson, and as she blessed us, as she give us what God has given us about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is taken from John, the 10th chapter, 30th verse, the 14th chapter of St. John, 23rd through that 26th verse. I would like to welcome Minister Robinson to the Breakthrough Broadcast. Minister Robinson.
Good evening, Dr. McCoy, and thank you for being present on the Breakthrough Broadcast. I am going to read from John chapter 10 and 30. I am the Father. I and the Father are one. In John 14, 23 through 26, Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Dr. McCoy, I really do and truly believe that this was a plan from the beginning. From the beginning, it was planned that Jesus come into the world in order for redemption to take place. The Father, who is one with Jesus, who is one with the Holy Spirit, brings us the redemptive plan of Christ. The Father wanted us to serve Him with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul. But what happened is we got away from that. And so when He brought Jesus Christ into the world, He was birthed through a woman's canal. And of course, just as we all were, we were birthed through a woman, but He was sent in purity. And so since He was sent in purity, that means He lived a life that was flawless. He lived a life in the spirit and not of the flesh. And so He was the example that we were to walk like Him, that we were to talk like Him, that He was the model for us in the earth. He was the model to teach us how to conquer the flesh in this world, how to conquer the prince of the air, which is the enemy. And so since He came into the world to do just that, we were to follow Him. And He knew the struggles that we would have in this world, on this earth. He knew the struggles that we will have, that we will walk in day after day after day. And so in His word, there is nothing that goes untouched in our life that we can revert back to see the things that He taught as an example for us to walk by and live by, to change our mindset so that we can conquer also the flesh, so that we can become complete as He was complete. And so He showed us that through Jesus Christ, so that we can abide in Jesus just as Jesus abided in the Father. And so that is what makes them one, because Jesus abided in the Father and He abided in Jesus.
earth. And so, therefore, when he ascended into heaven after his resurrection, he left the Holy Spirit. Jesus prayed to the Father. It says in the word that he prayed to the Father that he would leave us our helper, and our helper was the Holy Spirit. And so when he ascended into heaven, he left the helper, and that was to counsel us. The helper abided in him. He was here. The Holy Spirit was here in the beginning as Jesus was here in the beginning. And so therefore, it was the word becoming fulfilled. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is to counsel us all. From the beginning of the word, he was. And so therefore, we are to walk as he walked. How did he walk? He walked in the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, he left that for us in order to conquer this world, and in order to conquer the flesh, our fleshly desires, so that we can become complete as he was. So I say right now, and to everyone that is even listening, Jesus is our redemptive plan that God had from the beginning. Why? Because he left the Holy Spirit as our comforter, as our counsel, so that he can bring back to the remembrance what he taught in his parables, what he taught in his commandments, what he taught in his statutes, so that we can walk up and raise up and live like that as examples, not just for ourselves, but for others. We walk for others just as Christ walked for others, to show them that we can become Christ-like, that they are also to become Christ-like, disciples of the Word of God. And so now, since we walk with the Holy Spirit, since we abide in Christ, and Christ abides in us, we also abide in the Father, so that we all abide in each other, so that we can gain the Holy Spirit, the power that allows us to do the things, the stewardship and ministry that we walk in and we do every day. It should be a major part of our lives to walk as Jesus did. He was ministry, and that is the same as we should walk in the unity of God. What is that unity? Love, because he abided in love, because God is love. That is what the Word of God says. God is love, and Jesus Christ abided in God, which is love, and so we are to abide in the same thing, which is love. That is the peace that connects everything together, is love. If we don't have love, we are like a trembling cymbal. We say nothing. We're just loud and just speaking and just talking. And so that's what we hear on the earth. So we're trying to get the body of Christ and others and the people in the world to know that we should be walking in love just as Christ walked in love. He rebuked, yes, he did, but he rebuked according to the Word of God. Nothing that he said was not apart from the Father. Everything that Jesus said comes from his Father. That is the same that we should be walking in today. Everything that we say should come from the Father. If it does not, it is not from the Father. It is not like him. But we have the grace and mercy also to get it right, to get it right according to the Word of God, to walk in the unity of God, which is love, which is God, which is Jesus Christ, which makes the Trinity of God. But we are to walk in the unity of God so that we can conquer all. That is the spirit of love that conquers everything. So I say that walking in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is walking the way that Jesus walked and exemplified on this earth. And we ought to do the same thing as the people of God, as the people striving. They say we can't be perfect. There is only one man perfect. That is true. But we are complete in him. And so we should end up walking complete just like him and perfect, because we are to be without spot, wrinkle, or blemish when the bridegroom comes. And so when he comes, we are to be that bride that is ready, that is pure, that is holy, that is righteous, because in his word he says, be ye holy, for I am holy. So we walk every day trying our best through the Holy Spirit with all power and might in order to be like Jesus, in order to walk in holiness and in righteousness. So I say now that we will walk in God. We will walk in strength and might and power through Jesus Christ. If it's not through Jesus Christ, you are not in the Word. It is not the Word of God, because it is through him that Jesus sent the redemptive plan. So now I say that we are loved just as God is loved. If we abide in Jesus, we abide in God also. We are to serve God. We are to honor Jesus for the things that he did. So I thank you for listening at this hour, and pray that everyone receive the redemptive plan of Jesus Christ, the plan that God has set forth in the earth realm for us in order to gain the seal of the Holy Spirit, so that we can get back to heaven to be without that spot or wrinkle or blemish, that we are to get back to heaven in order to be in the kingdom of God, to serve a God that is more than mighty, that is the great I am. So I say thank you, and I bless all of you, and I pray that you receive the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Minister Kia Robinson. We thank God for the power of his word. We thank God for the word of God. The word of God is like fire in our bones. We thank God for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe the woman of God, she, one of the scriptures she had given was from the 15th chapter of John, which says, if ye abide in me and my word abide in us, abide in you, which is us, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto us. I believe that the word of God wants us to abide in him. She said that God, one of the things she said was God is our model. It's the model, she said, for the earth. We ought to live like God lives. How are we going to live like God lives except we model him, except we study the word of God? The word of God says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of the word of truth. I thank God that it is so important and prevalent that we live according to the word of God. I believe she said that we are not to walk in the flesh, but we should walk in the spirit. You may say, Dr. McCoy, how are you going to walk, not walk in the flesh, when you see flesh all around you each and every day? When you see flesh on your job, flesh in the church, flesh in your neighborhood, well, the word of God is right all by itself. Word of God say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened me. If you say yes to God's will, yes to his way, if you become that new creature in Christ Jesus, all things pass away, all things become new. I believe that you can abide in the word and you can walk in the word as Minister Robinson was telling us about and sharing with us on the day. Yes, the Father, the Son, they are one. Yes, we have to abide in the Spirit of the Lord. We have to abide in the Word of God. We have to know that God, that he is God and God all by himself. We cannot live, I believe she's saying, independent of ourselves. We have to be dependent upon God. And I don't know about you, but I want to be forever dependent upon God Almighty. I want to be able to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. I believe that the Holy Ghost is walking. I believe that the Lord is having his way even right now. I thank God for Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit that came forth by Eleanor Tasha Davis. And then we thank God for Minister Sikekia Robinson coming and sharing and blessing us, praise God, with that portion of God's word. I want you to continue to walk with us. I want you to hear what God is saying. Walk in the word. We'll hear that you can be endued with power from on high, that your life will be changed. So we're going to move and we're going to walk a little bit more. We're going to go to the next topic, which is implied in the Old Testament. And we'll get getting ready to hear from the woman of God. We're getting ready to hear from Dr. Gladys Sampson, and she is going to tell us about the implied in the Old Testament. You're going to need your Bible. If you don't have your Bible, just listen. And the Holy Spirit, the Lord God, he will speak to you. He will give you insight, and he will give you revelation and that knowledge that you need at this day and this time. Dr. Gladys Sampson.
Praise God. We thank God this evening for the word of God that has come forth. And we do thank God for Dr. McCoy and to all the fellowship saints today. We thank God for the panel. As I was looking at Genesis 1:26, and it said, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth up on the earth. And when I looked at that, it talked about the triune God, the implications of the triune God. Not only that, but it suggests that God has a certain plurality, coming also from Psalms 2 and 7 and Isaiah 48:16. And also it states concerning the revelation of the triunity of God, praise God, that came forth, that it did not come forth clear until the New Testament. But it also in that same verse, Genesis 1:26, it talks about let us make man. And when he talked about making man in his own image and his own likeness, both man and woman, he said, was a special creation of God. And not only that, but he said man were both created, man and woman were both created in the likeness of God and in the basis of to have a responsive fellowship with God in a very unique reflection, his love and glory and his holiness. And this was, praise God, that likeness concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, because even from the beginning, God created man to be holy. God created man that he would reflect him in his attributes, that he, as he walked upon the face of the earth, as he went forth, praise God, among humanity, God wanted his people to reflect him. And so in doing so, it also went on to say they possessed a moral likeness to God, and they were sinless and holy, possessing wisdom and heart of love and a will to do right. So here we find that God, even from the beginning of time, God wanted man to walk upright before him and to stand in a place of righteousness that they could present him, amen, to a dying world that had been sold out through Adam. But yet we find that in the time, praise God, that is going forth, man will always, praise God, supposed to represent the Lord, amen. They were supposed to represent him in the earth among one another. And so God wants us to have that likeness as he had, because he said when Adam and Eve sinned, their moral likeness of God was corrupted. In redemption, believers must be renewed into an original moral likeness of God. And so when Adam and Eve fell, praise God, when they fell in sin, then it was corrupted. But Jesus Christ came, praise God, to purchase that and redeem us back to the Father. And so he's still saying unto us today that you ought to walk in, praise God, my likeness. You ought to represent me in the earth as the men and women of God. We ought to, praise God, we were created to worship him. We were created to love him, to show to the world, hallelujah, how to live a godly life. But oh, and over in the book of Psalms 2:2, it stated concerning, he said, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointing. Praise God. And I believe last night I was in a service, and I heard the woman of God speak, and she said, be careful how you handle the anointing. Amen. Be careful how you handle the anointing. Amen. Christ in us is the hope of glory, and we should, praise God, be careful about how we carry ourselves and what we do and the things that we say
amen, in this world, because whatever we do is going to affect somebody. It's going to affect somebody. So our reflection should be the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? We should not get involved with, praise God, things that's going to bring shame to the gospel of the Lord. And so the other part of it, he talked about in that seventh verse, I will declare and decree, praise God, the Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And praise God, and looking at that word begotten, it said it literally translates brought forth. You have been brought forth in this hour. Praise God, hallelujah. When God delivered us, praise God, from darkness, amen, he brought us forth into a light. Praise God, that we're not to be hid. We're not to be pushed back in a corner. We're not to be ashamed of who we are. We're not to, praise God, walk contrary to the word of God, nor to the image of God. We are to, praise God, hallelujah, go forth and proclaim, praise God, that he is King of kings and that he is Lord of lords. It also stated that, praise God, it implies Jesus, praise God, a public proclamation as God's son and his anointing as prophet. Amen. Hallelujah. All of this, praise God, came forth even from the Old Testament, came over, praise God, and became clear to us even the more. God brought it, praise God, into a better light for man to be able to understand, praise God, the wisdom of his word through Jesus Christ. Amen. He gave it to us that we may be, praise God, hallelujah, examples, living, praise God, examples in the earth today, that we can go forth as the ambassadors of Christ. Amen. That not only, praise God, was it meant, praise God, in the New Testament, praise God, he said, I didn't come to destroy the law of the prophet, but I came, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, to make it clear. He came to make it, praise God, to bring it, amen, to a better understanding. He came, praise God, that we may understand him more clearer, amen, praise God, because through Jesus Christ, amen, he opened a way for us that we, praise God, could walk into a spirit of holiness and to a spirit of righteousness. And so that last verse, that 12th verse, he said, kiss the Son, lest be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And here we find, praise God, hallelujah, that we must learn, praise God, that regardless of what this old world looks like, regardless of what's happening in this world, we must continue to show forth, praise God, hallelujah, that image of Christ. We must continue, praise God, to have the characteristics of our Lord and the attributes. Amen, hallelujah. Don't get over into, praise God, things that are not holy and those things that are unrighteous. And praise God, because God is a good God, and he's a loving God. And he wants to continue to proclaim, amen, the gospel, the word that he sent forth, even from the time of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. He's still proclaiming his holiness, and the people of God must also do likewise. So I thank and honor God for this word today, hallelujah, letting us know that we are his anointed. God has called us, amen, to be ministers of this word, amen, and that we must live, praise God, hallelujah, circumspectly before him and before mankind, so that man might see the God in us. We are, praise God, been created in the image and the likeness of God, and we are, praise God, we are, praise God, and we've been created and anointed by God to represent him, amen, among a dying world. Today we give God all praise, glory, and honor. Praise God for being chosen, amen, being selected, amen, today. I thank God, I find it an honor, praise God, to praise God to say that I'm a child of the King. I bless God today for his word. Praise God to Dr. McCoy and all the panelists and to each and every one that is listening out there in Radio Land. We bless God for you today, and we pray that you will, hallelujah, let this word, amen, praise God, be applied to your life in this hour. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Sansa. We love the Lord today. We thank God for his word, for his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. I believe the word of God told us that we should be a reflection of God. We should be able to be a reflection of God in the way that we walk to the people of God. Because the word of God says, let your light so shine before men that others would see a good work and to glorify the Father which is in heaven. Not glorifying you and I, but glorifying the Father which is in heaven. And we as believers, as people of God, you're in our radio audience, that we should find every opportunity that we can to lift up this name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus, there's power, there's anointing. Yes, there's healing in the name of Jesus. So we ought to be a reflection of him. And how can we be a reflection of him if we are walking upon in our own righteousness and not the righteousness of God, which is by faith? So to God be the glory for all that God has done, all God has said. We'll talk about it again, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes, we've gone into implied in the Old Testament, and now we're getting ready, praise God, on our third topic, which will be taught in the New Testament. And we are so grateful and thankful to welcome to this broadcast, the Breakthrough Broadcast, Pastor Mary Wilson, as she comes, as she gives the word of God, as God has given it to her under the topic, taught in the New Testament.
God bless you, Dr. McCoy, and God bless everybody listening. Today, I'll be coming from John 1, 1 through 3, beginning off. The word of the Lord states, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. And then I'll be going to Colossians 2, 8, 9. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. 2 Corinthians 13:14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. And last, certainly not least, 1 Peter verses 2 and 3. And the word of the Lord reads as follows: elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in the sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to live to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And I'll stop there. I'd like to say this topic is certainly a topic of huge debate when we get into the Trinity and the union of God. We have to, the Trinity and the unity of God is certainly a debated topic, but we have to understand that he was all three in one. And I think sometimes the human mind has difficulty understanding because we're trying to grasp it with a carnal mind, and it cannot be grasped in the carnal. It has to be grasped in the realm of the spirit to fully understand. We try to box God in and make him human. He is God. He's a spirit. He can be all three, still function, but we have such a hard time putting that into perspective. We try to debate it and we try to say all of this stuff, but God is so vast, he's so awesome, he's so supreme that he can do anything he wants to do. And I love it because when we look at it, each one had a function that God needed to complete us in the earth realm. Because God, when man sinned back in Genesis, God already knew he had to create a plan to redeem us before we were even birthed into the earth realm. So he already knew he had to send himself, remove the deity of who he was, and send himself in the flesh to redeem man in the form of Jesus Christ. So there's a function in the Trinity. It's not just for us to discuss, but there was purpose behind it. The purpose, one, so that we could be redeemed back to the Holy Father through Jesus Christ. So when that blood was sprinkled, there was purpose behind it. And the purpose, one function or purpose of the Trinity is to redeem us back to the Father. And God, he could know no sin, so he had to send himself down in the form of Jesus Christ to redeem us back to him. He's such an awesome God that he can do that and still function in the heavens. He doesn't sleep or slumber. He's able to do every and anything. We can't even imagine the power and the awesomeness of God and who he is. And secondly, when we look at the Holy Ghost, God sent a portion of himself so that he could dwell on the inside of man to teach us how to live right and to be a comforter to us. It's so awesome, he said, I ain't gonna leave you without a comforter. So when Jesus Christ, God in the form of man, left the earth realm, he left the Holy Ghost to be a comforter, to be a guide, so that those of us who accept the Holy Ghost and allow him to dwell on the inside of us, we have a directional guide on how to live right. And if you tap into the presence of the Almighty, the Holy Ghost will talk to you and guide you and instruct you on how to live in this earth realm. And it was all to bring us back into unity, into oneness with the Father. You have to think, even Paul, he warned the Colossians, beware of false teaching about the Godhead. You got to know that God is so vast. He's bigger than we can think. Our carnal minds cannot wrap around who God is in his deity. We so try to box him in, but he is God. Jesus is God. The Holy Spirit is God, and God is God. When you put them all together, such a powerful function that God put in the earth realm and in the heavens, that we might have a way to live holy and to live righteous and to be redeemed back to the Father, to have everlasting life. So God, when he created the world, when he created man, he already knew that we would fall. He is all-knowing. He's omnipotent. He knew before he created us that we would fall. So he knew he would have to come down in the form of flesh to redeem us. He knew that the pleasures of the world would pull at us. So he had to leave himself in the earth realm in the function of the Holy Ghost to dwell on the inside of man. He didn't leave us without, even in this world when all of this evil is all around us. He left himself that we might have the ability to be totally redeemed. So there is no excuse for us to not to live right, because God, in who he is, in the essence of who he is, he has made it possible for us to make it back to him and have eternal life. So the Trinity, God in all of his function, God in all of his power, it's so that man could be totally redeemed back to the Father, so that we could be unified with him again. God never desires for us to walk without him. He leaves us the blood to be sprinkled on us so that we could be forgiven, to be brought back into oneness with the Father. And he leaves the Holy Ghost to dwell and to live on the inside of us. He leaves the peace of himself to dwell on the inside of us, so that the peace of him on the inside of us can connect with him in the heavens, and it can be awesome in the earth realm. We just got to know the function of each one was to bring us back into the fullness of who God created us to be. So when we look at the Trinity, yeah, it's debatable and people want to argue it, but you better know that the purpose was so that man could be redeemed back to the Father. The purpose, when he sent Jesus to the earth realm, when he stepped down out of heaven, out of eternity, into a world with time, he stepped out of a place that knows no time into a place where time constraints are here to redeem us back to him. So when we look at the New Testament teaching and Paul and his teachings and the powerful words that he left us, it was instructions on how to live right, instructions on how to make it back to the Father, instructions on how to receive everlasting life. So we talk about it, but we got to live it. We got to know that the blood was left, it was sprinkled, not just so that we could talk about the crucifixion, not so that we could celebrate the birth. It was done so that we could live something. It was done so that we could be something. It was done so that we could cry holy and be holy. We celebrate, and we're getting ready to celebrate Christmas, and there's nothing wrong with celebrating Christ, but are we living him? Are we breathing him? Are we being who we're supposed to be in the earth realm, a reflection of the Father in his unique power? Are we living it? So there's no need to debate it any longer. It's time to live it and to know that he is God. He is Father. He is Jesus Christ, and he is the Holy Ghost. But now we got to take all of that we know, and now we have to apply it to our everyday life. And that was what Paul was teaching them in the New Testament. Okay, now that you know it, now apply it to your life and live it. So now that we know the function, the purpose, what are we going to do with it? Are we going to make a holy decision to live right and not just live religious, but live holy? Not just go to church on Sunday, but live it Monday through Sunday. Are we going to make a conscious decision to serve the Almighty? Serve him as Jesus. Serve him as God, and let him minister to you through the Holy Ghost. That's the power. That's the unity when we all come together and we cry, holy, 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 because whether we know it or not, one day all of us shall acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. There will be a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior over our life. So now we got to make a holy and conscious decision. Are we going to live it? Are we going to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior? And when we do it, are we going to allow the Holy Ghost to guide us daily, to arrest our minds and make us think properly, to arrest our body and put our flesh in check so that our flesh don't rise up any longer? Are we going to truly live it? Are we going to continue to just debate it? It's time to get away from just talking about the word. We've now got to live the word. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Lord, we thank God. We praise God for the word of God. We thank God that God has opened up our eyes. I don't know about you, but even as the Lord began to speak to the women of God, I believe that God was speaking to his people. I believe that God was opening up your eyes so that you could hear, so that you don't have to be in doubt that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is, that they are three, but they are one. They are one in the Spirit. And I thank God that it is in his operation, that he can operate as the Father, the Son, and as the Holy Ghost, but he is one God. And I just thank God because we don't have to have that conflict in our mind. We don't have to beat up ourselves. We don't have to argue with others, but if we can understand the revelation of his word, and if you don't understand it even clearer, just ask the God to give you understanding according to his word. But I know today you could not have missed it because of what the women of God, how they talk to you by the wayside. And we just want to give God all the glory and the honor and the praise for the great and for the mighty things that he has done. We want to let you know today that this is the day of Thanksgiving, the day of praise, the day that we should give God each and every day of our life, because this day was not promised to us, but by his grace, by his mercy, here in order to hear and talk about the Trinity and the unity of God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we praise you, we thank you, we glorify your name. We thank you to God for all that you have done, all that you're going to do according to your word. Lord, we thank you, God, how you showered your blessing, God, upon your people. Lord, we thank you, God, how the hearts of the people were touched, how the lives were renewed, how they were restored. God, how you walk, Father God, before them, how your spirit, God, connected to them, Father. And I ask you, Lord, God, those that are in our radio audience, God, those that are not saved, God, those that do not know you as their Lord and Savior, God, you say that we confess with our mouth, the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. God, you say that we shall be saved. So, Lord, I pray even now, God, that that boy, that girl, that man, that woman, God, that person, God, that was on the edge of committing suicide, God, that person that's going through stress, God, that person that's going through many unfields in their life, Lord God, let them know that you are God and God all by yourself. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, in the name them, Father, even God, to know, God, that you will forgive them for your sin, for their sin, and God, that you will cast every sin under the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. God, that they can be that new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, all things become new. And Lord, I thank you for touching them, God, even now. I thank you, God, for giving them life through your word. And this, we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We would like to take this opportunity to thank Elder Natasha Davis, Dr. Gladys Sampson, Pastor Mary Wilson, Minister Zakia Robinson, and all of you that join us on today as you came forth to hear the word of God. This has been your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We're going to invite you to join us on next Saturday at the same time on the Breakthrough broadcast. May God divinely be with you. May he bless you. May the peace of God be with you now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.